Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing While I'm Waiting, and in part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Answer is Closer Than You Think, from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 5.
and where you're at and what you're in today. Stop playing the victim role today because it doesn't work. And start living today as what God intended you to. See, you are bringing shame on the reproach, bringing shame and reproach on the name of the Lord when you choose to be the victim. I've been the victim. I've been the victim through life. I had a bad cut. My rear end was bad. Everything in life is bad. I got no breaks in work. I got no breaks in the name. Nobody helped me. I didn't get through what I got through. You know what you're doing? You're just sitting on a little old stool and feeling sorry for yourself. It's time you get up because let me tell you what, nobody could care. I read about all these folks who get on Facebook, whining and crying and griping and complaining. Drama, 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 drama. Why don't you just learn to shut up and realize who you are in Christ? Nobody cares about what you're in. Thanks, preacher. Well, if that's what you want, grab your more Kleenex and keep on snotting and blowing and crying because that's all you're going to get. You can rise above what you're in. Amen. But listen, I challenge every one of you this week. I challenge every one of you Facebookers. I challenge you this week. Everything that you post on Facebook, let it be about God and how good He is. I double, triple, quadruple, dog dare you. Amen. Because out of your belly should be flowing rivers of living water. Amen. Praise God. I use the phrase, you can attract a whole lot more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. Praise God. So realizing this, let me hear him finish. You're not the victim no longer. You just got kicked off your little pot. Amen. You may not be able to stand today all that you're facing, but God has already stood it for you. He's already won your victory today. Amen. I'm glad today. He said, he who endures to the end shall be saved. Listen to what Paul said in Philippians 3. Brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended. I count myself to have apprehended. But this one thing, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. So as a songwriter wrote, and I caught this song the other day, and listened to the four lyrics of it. There's not a victory without a fight. There's not a sunrise without a night. There's not a purchase without a cost. And there's not a crown without the cross. Amen. And the problems that you're in, God will give you the strength to get through what you're in. Moses said in Deuteronomy 6 and 23, And he brought us out that he might bring us in. Amen. You've got to leave Egypt, the world, and sin, and all the shackles that has you entangled and snared today. Let go of the world today. Let go of the addictions of the world today. If you've lost your joy, you know, David said, I've lost my joy. But you know what God told him? He said, I'll restore your joy, but you've got to come back to me. I'll restore unto you the joy of your salvation. And it takes repentance to restore you today. And if you have sin in your life, let it go. Let it go. Put it under the blood. If you've got problems that are haunting you from the past, put it under the blood. Let it go. And so today, if you have things in your life that needs deliverance, bring it to Him. He'll deliver you. If you want the promised land, then you've got to get out of Egypt. You've got to get your mind off of this world and get your mind on Jesus. God loves you. And God has the best for you today. Stop living beneath what God has for you. Your problem in life can motivate you today to a new level of accomplishment to the glory of God in His kingdom. It takes the challenges to change us to His glory. Amen, preacher. You will only get God's provision by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The answer is closer than you think. But you've got to be willing to come to the answer. Because He has already provided the answer. Jesus is your solution. And it's closer than you think. What the devil sought to destroy you with, God will use to bless you with. But you've got to be willing to bring it all to Him and leave it with Him. If He's going to solve your problems, you've got to get your hands off of it. and give it to Him. You want solutions? There's only one solution, and it's the Savior. It takes the blood of Jesus to wash away your sin. It takes the blood of Jesus to redeem you. It takes the blood of Jesus to change you. And once He's made that change, He didn't change you for you to go back to where you were. He changed you that you could press towards the mark, the prize. Because see, one day, as I'm going to preach on tonight, He wants to set the crown on your head and say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." You know, but once you're there, and if you have squandered away your life on this side, it's going to be too late. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus has not come yet, and you're not dead yet. So you have another opportunity to get it right and put Him first. Would you stand to your feet? With your head bowed and your eyes closed, or you can look around, I don't care. God sees that heart, and that's all that's important. I want to ask you one quick question here. Let's get honest. Are you saved? Really? I mean, this is not between you and me. This is between you and God. Are you saved today? If you're not, I challenge you right now to do something. This is your starting point, okay? This is your starting point to getting turned around. You've got to admit, I'm a sinner, and I'm in need of God's salvation. That's me, preacher. I need to be saved today. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to come to you. I'm not going to drag you to an altar. I'm not going to do anything offensive to you. I just want to know how I can pray for you today. Carlton, I don't know that I know Christ as my personal Savior. Pray for me. No one's looking around. Would you slip your hand up right now? Anybody? I don't know that I know Him. I'm not sure that heaven is my home. I'm not sure I'm saved. Pray for me. Pray for me, preacher. Pray for me. Don't be ashamed to raise your hand. This is the beginning of your solution. You've got to give it all to Him. And it comes with first giving your heart to Him. Then maybe today you are a Christian. You say, "Preach, I've got problems that need solutions right now." And I'll raise my hand and say, "I need help that only God can give. Pray for me." Would you slip your hand up right now? I got problems. I need God's help. I got problems. I need God's help. I got problems. If you didn't raise your hand, you might be raising it next week, because I tell you what. None of us are going to get out of this life without Him. Yeah. Father, we just put everything in Your hands right now. These altars are not for show. These altars are for deliverance. These altars are for blessings. These altars are for healing. These altars are for salvation. These altars are for the people to come and meet with God. I pray right now, Lord, even though we go through the fire, I'm glad we got a God who will deliver us. Would You start moving on the hearts of people right now while people are coming to these altars and the music begins? Lord, I pray today for deliverance in Jesus' name. I pray for the Spirit of Jesus just to fall in this place today in such a proportion, in such a way that, Lord, we will leave here changed by the power of Jesus' name. You come on. He's calling. He's calling.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.